My name is Daniel Lawrence, aka Gen D, and I'd love to welcome you to my podcast. This is a Feel Good Neighborhood podcast, ladies and gentlemen. You're welcome to the Happy Broadcast. You're the podcast. I go by the name Jindy the Vibe Guard, and this is the 8th episode of the Vibe View. And this particular episode of the show is called Gen Z, where they press phone for cruise and fun. A lot of Gen Z's press their phone, but now some of them tend to do only what? Just for cruise, drag people. But now this particular Gen Z press a phone for cruise and also for the funds, yeah, because you have to pay for everything. Data, you're buying food and everything. So ladies and gentlemen, on this particular episode of the show, I have with me in the house an amazing lady, and she goes by the name Idongset Akpan. The first year I knew her, she was this avid reader on Facebook who wants to read everything. Yeah, the genres of books she read then was like a bit of more of let's say romantic, because I can still remember some of the books she used to post on the timeline. She's smiling because she knows that's a trick. And she writes and she studies English and Linguistics in the University of York, Ibom State. And she is what I call a Gen Z growth enthusiast. Now, the last time I heard that particular word, Gen Z, had to do with Evalini, because we recorded a particular episode with Evalini, and she called herself a Gen Z journalist. And right now, ID goes with the name, the Gen Z growth enthusiast, which is something she calls herself. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's do this. Without further ado, let's welcome the Gen Z growth enthusiast, ID.
Thank you so much, Daniel. Thank you so much. So my course is actually linguistics and Nigerian languages.
Yeah?
Yeah. And it's quite funny that you can remember the kind of books I used to read. It was mostly romance.
Yeah.
On Wattpad.
Yeah.
But as I started working, I couldn't balance to what I used to do before. So I stopped reading. So before I could read like 5 to 7 books a month. But now I think I can go months without reading a book.
Yeah.
Like without reading a novel, and it's quite bad. And I feel dragged on this episode. So after this episode, I'm going to go and read a novel.
Now the thing is, you are also a social media and community manager. Do you do all social media pages like Twitter? You do Twitter, you do Facebook, or just a particular social media platform?
Okay, so I do Twitter, I do Facebook, I do Instagram and LinkedIn.
Yeah.
I haven't tried out TikTok and YouTube before. I shouldn't say I'm afraid to try out those platforms, but I do Twitter, Instagram, Facebook and LinkedIn. And I believe I enjoy Twitter, Facebook and LinkedIn more than Instagram.
Yeah.
There's something about Instagram, I don't know. It's as if my village people are just working against me. Instagram is just, it's just there on its own.
I think growing Instagram is like another thing on its own. Yeah. It's different thing on its own. But the only thing, I've been using my Instagram page for a very long time, trying to grow it, the follows every day. Mm. And seeing it's a very stressful job. I have to, at some point I told myself, Daniel, you know you can't do this. Go back on Facebook and keep doing your thing. And also, when we're talking on Facebook, you said you love heartbreak songs, which is something I wanted to like, okay, let's see how the playlist for the show is gonna be. So in case you're listening to this particular show, the playlist for this particular show was made by ID. All the songs we'll be playing on the show was made by ID. But at first you told me she loved heartbreak songs. She loved heartbreak songs, and I'm like, maybe they'd been done serve and breakfast at some point. Or maybe the start of this year. So you serve someone the breakfast.
I actually serve the breakfast, but I'm the one that is breaking more. Like,
okay, I understand where you actually saved something and now you're the one feeling it.
Yeah.
So now let's go to this particular one. Now, I want to know your discoveries, things you've discovered lately. Now, you're a creative. Maybe I should share this again. Now, on the first episode of the show, I talked about amazing ideas because I've had a lot of them. And this particular one had to be starting up an assassination business that caters for people that have their intellectual property stolen. For example, you made a post on Facebook, then someone lifted it from Facebook, then got to make, okay, you get to see that same post on Twitter. What you have to do is just call me, Daniel, please do this job for me. I'm going to pay you part payment of the money. Then you go do this job when you're done. I'll just have to take down the person. Instead of taking down the post, take down the person, then you get to pay me. That is what I got to discover, that maybe I could start. But since we're living in Nigeria, we say if I start time now, DSS will carry me. So anybody that has the money or the tools to start the business can actually start. So I also discovered a new accent and had to be a major different accent. You know, when you're learning accent, it's quite different, and when you want to use it, it's another job entirely. Because for your friends, people around you, be like, okay, you speak a certain way, they know you to speak a certain way, but then you come in one morning with a new accent, let's say the British accent, they will try to understand what is happening, and they will just say, okay, please, can you talk normal now? So now I got to understand that when I was learning the British accent, like, I was mixing everything together. I mixed the American accent, the British, and also there are words when you pronounce them. For example, I'm saying auntie. In America, it's aunt. Then in British, it's aunt. Then Nigerians add the Y to it, and it turns to auntie. So if I'm saying something and I just bring in the auntie, you know I'm Nigerian. So I was like, okay, let me just have a merge of all this accent together. The American, British, and Nigerian, and I got them a unique. So these are things I've discovered in a long time. Like, okay, actually, I can actually come up with this thing. So I want to know things you've discovered lately. Can be funny things, can be something that would educate the listeners, or can be something that is just normal, yeah? But it has to be things you've discovered lately.
Things I've discovered lately. Can it have to do with life?
Yeah, yes.
Like,
generally,
is that like an innovative solution or something?
Yeah.
So I've discovered that things happen, like things we don't plan happen. And this is not a therapeutic party, but earlier this year, I was robbed.
Yeah.
So since I moved to the hostel, I've never slept out. Like, I never slept out. At this particular day, okay, I went to see a friend and I went to just my phone. So something came up at work and I came back, picked my laptop, picked my pajamas, and I went to sleep over. And around 3 a.m. we got robbed. So things just happen and you can't even comprehend why they happen. And I don't even know what to say about that, but that's what I discovered. And also, savings meant to be taken seriously. I don't know why, but this year I took my savings very seriously. Like, every month I was saving like 20-30% of my income. So when that stuff happened, I really didn't crash to zero. Let's say I just crashed to 5 on a scale of 10. I was able to jump back faster because I had savings somewhere. So this is something I discovered, and I feel like a lot of young people should know. Yes, YOLO, you only live once, get shawarma, get pizza. You can still YOLO and still have something at the back end.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. So that's
what you discovered. Now let's talk about things you're passionate about. I knew you to be an avid reader. When I first knew you on Facebook, yeah? I knew you to be that avid reader, then you transitioned to a writer. And now I know you to be a community manager. You don't write more on Facebook anymore, because the set of Facebook writers we had then, they don't take life serious now. They don't write more on Facebook. So now you transition avid reader to a writer and now a community manager. How has it been? How's the journey been for you? Transitioning, seeing yourself transition from this to this to this. Because I used to tell people now, the thing is, a seed, before it becomes a flower, has to burst out. And that's a very violent process, which a lot of people don't want to undergo. Yeah, you were a seed, you want to become a flower, which is very, someone sees it and likes it. You have to bust out. And it's a very violent process. You're doing it to yourself. But at the end of the day, it's beneficial. So how has it been for you, the journey, transition, how's it been?
Okay, so first of all, I would like to start that I never knew that I was going to become a community manager.
Yeah.
I never knew that I was going to become a social media manager. But at SS3, when we were about to take JAMP, is it JAMP?
Yeah.
Is the B silent?
Yeah, it's JAMP.
It's JAMP.
Yeah, but okay. you don't pronounce the B. It shouldn't be that obvious.
Okay. JAMP.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So when I first read JAMP, I read JAMP just once, I wanted to study foreign languages. I've been passionate about French since primary school. There's this textbook we used to use then. It was something arrivé. Then in secondary school, we're using Oiva.
Yeah.
So I did French up to SS3 and I put in linguistics. So at first, I thought that linguistics was a study of different languages, which is totally wrong. Linguistics is actually the scientific study of languages, which has to do with phonetics, phonology, semantics, and all. So during my time in school, I was an avid reader. Like, it's something that started then. Thankfully, the secondary school I attended, we used to have book reports. So book reports is where you bring a novel and you're to read the book, review it in terms of the plots, the characters, the major themes and summary and all that. So I was so excited to get books every term. I think there was even a time that I got a Emile Zamboun's novel. I couldn't write on it because there were too many sexual stuff in it. So I couldn't review it. And I went to a Christian school. So mostly I bought books by Francine Rivers, Karen Kingsbury. And I was fond of borrowing novels.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a good or bad thing, but
it's good. I actually did that when I was growing
up. Okay. But I think the good thing about me is that if I give you a specific time that I'm going to return your novel, I'm actually going to return it. I can finish a 300-page novel like within 1 to 2 hours. I would hold the book. You know how Gen Z's are these days that you're pressing phone on the road and it can't hit you.
Yeah.
So that's how I was in school. I could literally walk with a book and I'm walking, like my eyes are in the book. So after secondary school, I misplaced a lot of novels. A lot of people borrowed, they never returned it. And a friend introduced me to Wattpad. So that's when I started reading more. I got to know about Light Reader. I got PDFs. Someone introduced me to African literature.
Yeah.
Because the African literature I knew was what we used in school.
Yeah.
To learn literature in English, like Faceless, She Sleeps to Conquer, Othello, and the others. So on Facebook, I think Facebook is the platform that pushed me. So there are certain people that I followed, or someone shared their post and it came to my timeline. So I would just read it and I would be like, wow, there was something that happened in my year one that made me tell God that even if for anything, I must make money in this life.
Yeah.
And I would never be in this stage where I have to do this kind of thing again to have money, cater for myself, or to pay my fees, because I'm actually self-sponsoring. So from there, I discovered that, okay, I could catch my audience attention or my community's attention on Facebook with personal, not too personal, but relatable stories revolving around my family, my daily experiences, my sister, my father. So I made memes about it and people actually loved it. So from there, I got noticed by someone in the local community in Yo, and he actually brought me on board to an influencer marketing team. And my first gig was to promote tech events, Akwa Ibom Tech Week. That was in 2021. So that's how I started. That's even how I got to know about digital marketing, influencer marketing. And I started the Google Digital Skills for Africa course in digital marketing. I took the course. I attended a digital marketing bootcamp at Atectrio for 3 months and I finished. And after finishing, I got into the community management space. I got retained as a team member and I'm still there till now. So on the side, I've been doing some freelance jobs as a social media manager, and it's been a whole ride of experience, because I think why I had so many challenges was that I just went straight into it. I didn't intend. I just learned and went straight into the job. So that is one of the mistakes I made. It's been a wholesome journey and it's something that has been taking care of me. Like, there was a time that I could stay a month without WhatsApp.
Yeah.
If I just post on WhatsApp, they'll be like, who don't buy this one data? So
yeah.
It was more like a see finish situation. But now I don't think I can stay up to 30 minutes
without posting.
Not without posting, without data.
Like, without data, yeah.
There's something they say, data is life and data is really life. So it's just been a journey. And sometimes when I think about it, I have to look for a tissue or a hanky, because it's quite emotional. And there's this meme, I never experienced it.
Yeah.
So I never experienced it. So that's just the whole thing.
Amazing journey. At the end of the day, I just hear these stories and I'm like, okay, Sims, a lot of women, because these days, I have to check this table. These days, you see young women. Now, the only thing they know is, okay, shawarma, go out, wigs on your hair.
Can I wash my hand off? Like, I can't see it.
So now the thing is, wigs on their head, shawarma, dates and all. And now there are things they're not willing to look at yet. They don't want to look at that part of their lives. I'm like, I want to improve. I want to be an intentional person for myself, so that the man I would meet, I wouldn't be a liability to the man I would be. So some of these ladies, I don't know how they do it, but probably might not end up with me or any of my brothers. I'm okay with it. Right? Yeah. So that's it. Let's just move.
But I feel like there's a point in your life.
Yeah.
In someone's life where there's a reality hit, reality check. I had some friends that when I became serious, they were still playing, but right now they're serious.
Yeah.
So it depends on you. So if you say that everyone in your life is moving forward
and you're still stuck,
you're still there, you're still acting like how you left secondary school in 2018 or 2019, you feel uncomfortable and you'll be like, okay, it's time to get serious. Like, I'm no more 17, I'm no more 18, I'm getting to 20, soon I'll be 25, I should be out of school. After LYC, there might be no daddy thank you, no mommy thank you, and all the support. So life hits you.
Yeah.
So I don't pray for anyone to wait for life to hit them before they start taking actions or responsibilities.
Now let's talk about the name Gen Z Growth Enthusiast. How do you come up with this name?
I don't know, honestly. Like, it was just a random thing. I think that was last year. I was editing my Facebook bio, and I have to confess, my Facebook bio changes every 3 months. Like, I've never been consistent with it. So I was thinking of what to put there, and I think it's just 110 or 101 characters that goes on your Facebook bio.
Yeah.
So I was looking for something that defines me, that summarizes and encompasses who I am. And I thought about it, because last year was the year of me speaking out, encouraging my fellow Gen Zs to learn a digital skill, because we're currently on strike, and even after the strike, it's something that you can be going to school and still be doing from the comfort of your phone or laptop. So I'm someone that is passionate about my generation, seeing them excel at whatever they do. It doesn't have to be tech. As long as you're just there, you're doing something, you're not sitting down one place, except you are born into generational wealth.
Yeah.
All these kind of people to make my friends.
Yeah.
That we can drive around. But if you know where you're coming from, yeah, you should tie your shoelaces and get moving.
And just start walking.
Yeah. So that's how the name came about.
Up. Yeah. So now this particular episode of the Vibe Bio is called Gen Z with a Press Phone for Cruise and also for Funds. There's this writer on Facebook by the name Haima Idibia. He had a book.
Idibia or Idibi?
Idibi.
Idibi.
Yeah. He had a book called I Forgot Blue, But I Took the Press Phone, which means at some point he was just concentrating on the other part of pressing phone for cruise.
Yeah.
Not for the funds. But now you, where they here, you did press phone for cruise and also funds.
Yes, so I need funds, I beg.
But that's true. Give us update.
I should cut soap.
Yeah, cut soap. Just got soap, yeah. Just tell us how they be currently.
So like I said, I started earning with my phone 2021 when someone noticed, should I say, the way I was able to gather attention on Facebook. So it's actually paid. I don't say specific amounts, but you know that joy of first pay. It's actually interesting. Like, oh, I can actually do this and get money. So I don't think that's the first time I made money online. Sorry, it was actually a writing contest, but that was my first paid gig.
Yeah.
On social media.
Social media, yeah.
So the following year, which was 2022 beginning, there was an influencer that I won't say worshipped. I adored her works, and she puts me in a social media management job, and it's paid 20,000 naira a month. And then it was so good. Like, it was so good. I think with that, I was able to afford my first birthday photo shoots.
Yeah.
After 3 months, I was kicked out because the man wasn't getting what he wanted. I felt like if we had talked a little more, we would have understood each other's perspective.
Yeah, communication would have helped.
Yeah. So after I got kicked out, I felt so sad. I felt useless. I didn't even want to do anything in the social media management space again, but I was able to come back up with the boot camp I was doing with Adekcho. It was so amazing. There was this thing that they were doing and they still do, Students of the Week. So if you were outstanding doing classes in the weekends on Monday or Tuesday, they're going to announce your Student of the Week and you get data support for the rest of the week. So that actually boosted my morale and I took my classes seriously. And at the end of the cohort, I was the best graduating student, so in digital marketing. So there was an open role for community manager and content development manager. And you guess which one I went for? I went for content because I didn't know about community manager before then. So during my interview, my founder of Adekcho actually told me that she feels that I would do better at community management. And I was like, okay, let me give it a try. So I actually started working as a community manager, and on the side I still did social media management gigs. I learned how to run Facebook ads because it's an affordable way of putting your business or your products out there.
Yeah.
So I actually made a post that, okay, I can run a free ad for you. In return, I just want a review, a testimonial to build myself. And I was also making posts for small business owners on my list. So I was collecting like 1,000 naira then, 6,000 or 5,000 plus followers. Okay, I'll make a post for you, but make sure that your product is what my community would want.
Yeah.
So that you won't drag me on
The timeline.
Yeah, on the timeline. So make sure it's something that, because even yourself, there's sometimes that someone brought a weight gain product to me and I said no.
Yeah.
Like, you can't bring weight gain product to me. Look at me. Have you not seen my picture? Like,
yeah.
I'm a very wrong person. So I did influencer marketing. I did Facebook ads. I did social media management. So that's how I was able to do it. I think I joined Twitter, I joined LinkedIn, and those platforms were very good. I joined communities of people who were able to put me through, criticize me with love and without love.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you need tough criticism. Nobody is there to rub your head or beer. So that's how I was able to do it. There's no defined roadmap to this.
Yeah.
There's no defined roadmap. But if you get into it, don't back down. Join a community. No, don't prioritize. Optimize your social media platforms, because social media can help you. Social media has actually helped me a lot and to do a lot of things. So that's basically
everything. Yeah. So now the key words I've gotten from ID has to be, there's no particular roadmap for anything. You have have to walk your way through anything you want. And she said something that she knows where she comes from. And that has always been my motivation, knowing where I come from. There are things I shouldn't do. There are things I should do. My friend was like, Daniel, going here. I'm like, I need to ask you first, where are we going to? When are we coming back? Because I actually know where I come from.
I was the only one that.
Yeah, it's very important. So the thing is, we have to go on a short music break. Just catch your breath and we'll come back with more. And we have the games. We have two games and amazing games. We have the this or that. We have the deep shit. Then we have the ask the host. That's an amazing part of the show too, because yeah, we want to see how she asks me questions to become the host in the particular segment of the show. She become the host, ask me questions, and then I'll get to answer those questions right here on the show. So I don't want you to go anywhere, because yeah, we have quite a whole lot of things lined up for you. I hope you love her voice already. You should love the voice. Yeah, because you have to. So this is the Vibe View on the Happy Broadcast Show, the Never Get Bored Podcast. And I go by the name Jindy the Vibe God, and I'm hanging out with ID, the Gen Z enthusiast. Yeah. And we're playing you a song right here, and it has to be from our playlist. This is a song she's been putting on repeat. It's been on repeat on our Spotify, and it has to be a song from AG Baby, teamed up alongside Zinalis Key of Madeline's record, and they dropped the banger, which was Party No Day Stop.
Because whatever. Honestly, it doesn't stop.
It doesn't stop, yeah. So you're not gonna miss anything. Whatever happens, you're not gonna miss anything. Your friends might be doing this particular thing for some time. You're not going to miss anything. Whenever you go back in there, the party still continues. So please just know what you're doing right now, because party no day stop. Just have that in the back of your mind, that party no day stop. So it's Jindy the Vibe God hanging out with ID, and this is AG Baby and Zinalis Key on the song. Please don't go anywhere.
I'm not moved by what I see. I know who I be. I just want my peace. Make money, yeah. I go get everything I need in my own timing. Koni kojami, koni dite. So many people deny. Oluwa don't go sign. Can't believe this my life. Everything come align. They look at me so surprised. Shamade lo don't buy. I know it's hurting your pride. Me, I don't mind. Party no day stop when we pop. Yeah, we have plenty spending, like it's nothing. Party no day stop when we pop. Yeah, we have plenty spending, like it's nothing.
See me, I know they for free, cause Oluwa don't consign me. I know they put my foot, no consign me. Kinda slow, but I'm always on timing. Say my eyes don't see many things. See me, hope I draw for time. If you see the hate, you need therapy. Good vibes, no bad energy, yo. Yeah. Ache, tibaja de ton, ayon waja. Tibaja fe mule na banga. Mi we ado ayon banga. I go get time for wala. Fayon get we fine like Rihanna. Spend it like Obi Kubana. Live active for Tony Montana. Everything I know made in China.
Party no day stop when we pop. Yeah, we are plenty spending. Like it's nothing.
You're welcome back to the show. You should be listening to the Vibe View right here on the Happy Broadcast Show, the podcast. This is the 8th episode of the show, and I'm having a Gen Z growth enthusiast. She's a writer, social media manager, and a community manager too. And she's here in the house with me, and her name is Ivy. We've been having amazing conversations. In case you missed the first intro, this is the second segment of the show. And we just played you a song from Adekunle Gold featuring Zinalis Key, and that is Party No Day Stop. And we're expecting an album from AG Tequila. Yeah, should drop that particular album, yeah, but we're still expecting it from him. Chio Tequila will drop maybe this year, maybe next year, but either way, we're expecting something from AG. Okay, let's hop right back in. We're ready for the games, yeah. We're entering the game segment, and the first game we'll be playing is the dipshit, which would make ID pick a number from 1 to 50. But first of all, ID, how are you feeling?
Oh my god, like I'm tensed.
You're tensed.
Like you just called it the dipshit.
Yeah.
So I'm actually scared. Hope you not make me to open my nyash in this.
No, you would have to talk. You have to talk, because yeah, Yes, you have to. Now you pick a number from 1 to 50. Pick a number.
Okay, pick my date of birth.
Okay.
6.
Number 6.
Yeah, why is my...
There's no way to answer, you just said person breakfast. Okay, but let's go. Now tell us about one of the great dates you had. You went on a date and it was great. Tell us about it.
Well, I've not had a great date before. I've just had a few. I won't call them dates. I'll just call it outings.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying dates must be, we wear suits, I wear gown, and you bring flowers. My fantasy dates, I've not had it before. That question is in my favor.
So now, you said something about your fantasy date, something you have in your head, like you would want to try someday. Can you just tell us, so in case someone listens, you'll be like, okay, I would love to, because a lot of them, they will see, once this podcast drops, like, okay, it's ID, let me go listen. Probably he has a crush on you for a very long time, okay, and he wants to shoot a shot, and he wants to know, just give him head on, okay, this is my fantasy date, because he would want to like plan it and just take you on that date.
What if it's someone I don't like?
You work it out.
Work it out, no.
You'll have to work it out.
Okay. So my ideal date is actually, I don't even know how to describe it because it's very funny. My ex used to tell me that I fantasize too much. I should snap back to reality. So it's more like a very, very romantic stuff.
Yeah.
Like what you see in all these high school movies.
Yeah.
We go on dinner or we sit on the grass, we read a book and my head is new. But let's now back to reality, please.
Yeah.
I don't want my father to be listening to this podcast.
Yeah.
When I call for 100K, who will give me? So that's it.
Okay, pick the next number.
20.
20. What tradition would you love to start this year? You know, we're okay, let's say this is July and we still have, this is 6 months left. 6 months left. This is mid-year and we still have some months left. So what tradition would you love to start before the year ends? What tradition would you love to start?
Okay, so watching what I eat. I'm not saying I'm staying on a diet.
Yeah.
I'm not after the summer body. So I noticed recently I've started adding weight. It's because I increased my protein intake, but it was not a consistent effort. I had money then.
Yeah.
So there are things I could afford to take every week. I want to intentionally be taking in protein because some days I can just stay from morning to night. I don't eat anything. Like, I don't go hungry. I'm just satisfied pressing my phone. So once my phone is low, the hunger sets in. So that's something I want to do. And also keeping to my goals and tracking my personal KPIs and doing a personal SWOT analysis. So there are some things I wanted to do in Q1. I wasn't able to do them in Q1. I moved them to Q2. And now this is Q3. Like completing some courses that I have, reading a book and also saving. So since I got robbed, I've not been able to save because I actually had to drain out everything to eat and all that. So I want to take my savings seriously. And I have a few personal plans that I want to make a reality before the year is over. So I want to save to achieve those goals. So those are my traditions.
Yeah.
That I want to start on.
Pick the next number.
Give me suggestion.
Pick the next number. No clue. Just pick the next number.
Oh my God. Number one.
Number one. What advice would you give your 10-year-old self?
Where was I? 10. Primary 6.
Yeah.
Did you do primary 6?
I did primary 6 because I attended, public school, so I had to do it.
Okay. I did primary 6. My 10-year-old self. Wow. My 10-year-old self was actually very happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would tell my 10-year-old self, like, what would I even tell herself? Like, I don't know if there's any advice because I didn't need advice.
Okay, let's put it this way. You've seen how the future is. You've seen, okay, like, you've seen how everything has been through the years. And now you've seen how life is and how, what life, at least at some point now, you have a clear what life would be in the next 5 years. So now, with that knowledge in mind, what would you tell her going back?
Okay, I would tell her to take her academics seriously.
Yeah.
It's not like I didn't take it seriously, but I'm a smart person, but I don't read for my examinations. So I can go into exams half blind and still be able to make B's and C's. That means that if I study, I'm getting A's. So I would tell her to take academics seriously because with clean A's, there are lots of opportunities you can get, fully funded scholarships and also join clubs. Still now, I regret that I didn't participate in press club, drama, debates, all those things. They're quite impressive to have in your CV when you're applying for some opportunities. I would tell her to take all those seriously and not to take certain things to heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what I'll basically tell her
to do. Yeah. Amazing.
School seriously.
Pick the next number.
Is this the second to last?
You're picking the fourth number now. If you pick, you're picking the fourth number.
Okay. 60.
60. You only have 50.
Okay, it's 50.
Yeah.
45.
Name five things you're grateful for. Just name five things you're grateful for.
Okay. I'm actually grateful for my life. Like, many times I thought I would have died. Like, yeah. I was so sick after second semester year two exams. Like, I had fever and my dad was so scared. Then I was also so scared when I got robbed, because that was my first time encountering gun. Like, okay, I've seen a gun before, but this one I just saw it as an object. But this one I saw a gun in someone's hand and it was pointed at me. So I'm grateful for my life. I know I don't. Okay, I deserve it, but I know I don't deserve it. And I'm still here. I'm grateful to God for my family.
Yeah.
Like, they've come true for me. Like, God, these days I've been so broke and I just put a call. I'd call my brother, I'd be like, ah, senior man, please run me urgent this thing. And he just, even my younger sister, there sometimes I feel so emotional, and I know that, okay, when I definitely jump back, I'm going to repay them. Three, I'm grateful for my friends, the one lost and the ones still. When I mean lost, I don't mean dead, I mean
the ones that fell out of favor with you.
So there's some that I would want to rekindle, but I don't know if it's fear. Okay, what might they say? And I'm also grateful for my friends that stuck and everyone who has helped me, and we've been able to do something meaningful for each other. You're not even monetarily, like, okay, everything is going to be fine, okay, I'm listening to you, those things that really matter. Number four, I'm grateful for food.
Very important. Yeah, very, very important.
Like, I'm grateful for food. There are some days that I will just be crying and I am munching, like, I don't even know, cherry berries outside school.
Yeah,
cherry berry sells chicken for 600 or 800 naira, and I would buy it in my last 2K. And what's that word? It says it's better to cry in Benz than cry in keke.
Yeah.
So my word is better to cry with chicken than
in your mouth. Yeah, without.
So God bless you ever started eating normal food.
Yeah.
Like, okay, should I thank Adam and Eve? Because because of them, we have this food. So
yeah,
I'm grateful for food. And for the fifth thing, I'm actually grateful for knowledge. Because there are many things that people can take away from you, but they can't take away what you have upstairs. Yeah.
It's only what you know that can kill you.
Yeah. So with knowledge, I can get back what I have lost. I can earn more. I can upskill. I can reskill as well. So I'm actually grateful for the knowledge that I have and for pushing myself to get the knowledge.
Amazing. Pick the last number.
10.
10. What makes you feel appreciated? But first of all, what's your love language?
Okay, my love language is actually listening to me.
Yeah.
So recent, I knew someone liked me, or he likes me, and you know when the green light is so clear,
yeah,
but you wear sun shades, you don't just like,
I don't jump into it like
I can't see, I'm blind. So I think what stood out for me was when I would say some things and he'd be like, oh, I know.
Yeah,
I've mentioned it before. So paying attention to what I see is like a love language to me. And you know what's after my heart? Like,
yeah.
So knowing that I love food
is very important.
It's very important. And I'm not eating someone, like, what? And also allowing me to eat from your plates.
Yeah.
Is a love language. I don't know why a man's food is.
Some girls do that too. I remember my girl doing it. I'm like, yeah, you have your food. Mine, like.
You guys don't know. It's actually like, I don't know. Your stuff is actually, it tastes better.
Yeah.
And there's this rush I feel when I eat from his plate. Or from his. I don't mean there's a person yet, but if from there, his plate.
Yeah.
So that's actually my love language. Quality time.
Yeah.
I'm this kind of person that I might talk much online, but when we go off.
When I recorded Let Your Vibe Online Be the Same Offline, it was directed at people like you. People like you, yeah.
Actually be the person to make the first move online. Well, offline. I would flee. So quality time also matters. And I won't say money, because money is not the most important thing in relationship.
Yeah.
But I believe that if you know that your partner is struggling, it mustn't wait till they struggle, or you have something to spare. I was speaking to the both genders. You can just be like, oh, take this and get this for yourself. Take this and stuff. And that's it. That's my love language. But that's not the question.
So what makes you feel appreciated now?
Okay. What makes me feel appreciated in terms of work generally?
Generally, yeah.
Okay. Is when my ideas are, I won't say welcome, because I don't expect them to be welcome all the time.
Yeah.
Like, my efforts are clapped. So it makes me feel like, okay, I know what I'm doing, not on the wrong path, not a loser. And also people having successes because I was able to give them that encouragement and they bring in feedback. So it really makes me feel appreciated. And also when I get gifts, words of encouragement and stuff like that, it means a whole lot to me.
Yeah. Then we're entering the This or That segment, and you have to pick a number from 1 to 50.
Again.
Yeah, pick a number.
Okay, so I'll still go with the same number. It's number 1.
Number 1. Vanilla or chocolate? Vanilla or chocolate? Which classic do you prefer?
That's a flavor, right?
Yeah, which of them do you prefer?
When it comes to ice cream, like there's this popular brand, these sachets.
Yeah.
The fan choco or something.
Yeah.
I prefer the chocolate version than vanilla. But if it comes to cake,
yeah,
I prefer vanilla. I don't know why chocolate cake doesn't slap at all.
For me, it's vanilla cakes because I love them.
Like, it's just natural. It's just there.
So you go with
vanilla.
Vanilla for the classics, right?
Yeah.
Pick the next number.
6.
6. Chicken or beef? But first of all, I hope you're not a vegetarian.
No, I can never be a vegetarian. Like, God has given us so many resources for us to say, no, I don't want this. I'm not a vegetarian, please. In case there's someone that's listening and
is
considering giving me a poultry, I'm not a vegetarian.
Yeah. So chicken or beef?
Chicken.
Chicken.
Depends on the meal though.
Yeah.
I would not want to see chicken in my apang soup. Please don't do that. But with meals like rice, chicken is actually my go-to protein source, except I'm trying to preserve money because chicken is more expensive than beef in fast foods. So I would go with beef, but I would love chicken. Like, if I have the money, I'll go with chicken.
You know, staying in Lagos, you're talking about chicken being expensive. People staying in Lagos will just laugh because in Lagos, you can actually buy, let's say, a kilo. Or say, let's say 2 kilos or 3 kilos, and you just pay for that without buying the full chicken. So you can eat chicken any time you want in Lagos.
Wow.
Yeah, at a cheaper rate. So pick the next number.
Okay, 20.
20. And the question is, bath or shower? You love feeling the flow of the water or just sit in the stillness?
As a Nigerian.
Yeah?
As a Nigerian from the trenches, cannot relate to bath.
Yeah?
So, it's shower. It's actually... sure. And I think even though I could get into a bath, I'll be scared. Like, what if there's something in the water that I cannot see?
Yeah.
A snake, a centipede.
Or something,
It's actually shy. I like that feeling. Like,
like showers. Especially if you're thinking.
Yes, showers from above. But I think that thinking one is if you've cut your hair.
It hits better.
But if you're on a hairdo, you have to do lots of hair bending, like moving your body, trying to avoid the water getting to some places. So it's actually shower to bath.
Yeah. For you.
Yeah, for me.
Pick the next one.
45.
Shoes or barefoot? Do you love to feel the grass or the soles of your shoe? Shoes or barefoot? You love walking barefoot or just wearing your shoes?
I feel barefoot. I don't go to... what was that track? I don't go there.
Yeah?
I actually prefer my shoes on. First of all, like, even in my house, my father's house, I walk with flip-flops inside. So except it's like an artificial grass or outside scenery.
Yeah?
And there's nothing that... I'm sure that nothing is going to be there to puncture my legs.
Yeah?
I'm afraid of needles. I don't want to take a tetanus shot. It's actually... okay for me to walk barefoot. So I prefer my shoes on. Like, bought them for a reason. I need to show them off. So shoes.
Pick the next number.
The last number. It's gonna be 15.
15. Hotels or A&Bs?
Ah, good. Good. Well, I actually can't relate to A&Bs.
Yeah.
But I've stayed in a hotel. I think the last time was December.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll choose any because my body is not calm in a new environment. So if it's not my house or a house of a close family member, I'm very unsettled. But I will just go with hotels. The hotels that has good ratings online and good customer service, I'll be okay there. But for the Airbnbs, I think it's a probability in the future when I start making good money, because I think that one is more personal and it's more like a mini house. So I'd love to experience that at least once in my lifetime.
So that's where Travel Better gets you covered. You need to reach out to them.
you have done marketing.
Yeah. So now let's go to the next segment, which has to do with Ask the Host. Now you have, even though it's 2 or 3, the numbers you want, you just ask me questions and I'll get to answer them.
So this person is actually a bit off, but what made you invite me to this show? Like, I mean, I didn't see it coming.
Yeah. When I dropped Esquire Wasabi and you sent in a review, I get reviews from people, right? A lot of people send the reviews. We're like, Daniel, you're doing amazingly well for yourself. I listen to you. I'm like, okay. You're that kind of... Are you working for a big radio station yet? No, like, oh, you should be working for one. So when yours actually came in, I was like, oh, amazing. And I don't want to use the exact words you use, right? And I was like, okay, maybe I should have you on the show. I should have you on the show because I actually drafted out all my guests. But now the thing is, I drafted out my guest Fonzie, a lot of people, my customers, almost all the people I knew that I can actually have on the show. But like that day when you sent in a message, I actually had you in mind at first. I was like, okay, should I invite ID? I don't know how our energy is, but I know we talk on here and we flow well. So let's see how it's going to be. So I was like, okay, you should be a guest. I thought about it, but okay, she should be a guest on the show.
All right, thank you. And thank you for inviting me here. So my next question would be, if you weren't doing communication arts, if you weren't studying communication arts, like what would you be studying at school?
Okay, starting now. My mom, let me start with my mom. Her influence on my life.
You like talking about your mom,
yeah,
and your grandma.
Yeah, my mom or my grandma. So let me start with my mom, yeah. So her influence was like that much. I took some of her traits, and one of the traits I took that is very dominant is speaking out. I don't care who you are.
Wow.
And the worst part is when I'm angry. Even when I know the vex, I know I speak. I don't know who you be. You understand? I speak my mind. I don't care what happens. So that's the trait I took. And she was like, you make a good lawyer. And coupled with the fact that like, she was like, well, you have my brain. I passed it. You know, this thing was so dominant. So I gave you the brain. What they use? Now me even give you. So all those things. I was like, okay, she wants me to study law in school. Oh. But now growing up, I loved Comedy Central. At first, I thought I would be a stand-up comedian because, yeah, I love stand-up comedy. I love stand-up comedy, so I thought I would be a stand-up comedian. Then my dad saw the light. My dad used to call me then Superstar Broadcaster. That's what he used to call me, Superstar Broadcaster. That was the name. I never had a customized video say to my name. I don't watch TV. I don't watch TV. Some people used to ask me, Daniel, would you want to be a TV presenter? I don't see myself being a TV presenter. I don't watch TV. Except the movie is hyped. Now I have a laptop. The movie is so hyped. I'll just go download it and watch it. But I don't watch TV. Except it's something that is, I'm talking about movies. I mean movies. But when it's like something on the go, Comedy Central or MTV base. But if sitting down for hours to see movies and all, I didn't do them. So my dad saw the lights and I was like, this boy is probably going to be a journalist and all. Because the sister was a journalist, like she worked with NTA, left NTA as a DJ. So like, this boy is going to be a journalist and all. So I didn't see it. But now growing up as a child, nobody ever told me. No, mothers lie. They'll tell you you're handsome, you're beautiful, you're the most this, you're this. My mom used to tell me you're fine. And that's the only place I used to hear it. You're fine. Because they're obviously her son, so she has to say it. But now going outside, we hear people say things like, Daniel, you have an amazing voice in church, at home, people around me. So truth be told, the only insecurity I have is my looks till this day.
Yes, what's by telling you you're handsome?
Like my girl knows this, that she wants to make me.
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot you have.
No. No, she knows that she wants to put me, let's say, she wants to put me for tight corner, just call me fine man. That is when I don't numb.
Your head, like how much do you want?
Like, I don't know because I don't know how. Okay, to actually react to that because I'm not sure it's true.
Oh, okay, I get that feeling.
Yeah, because I'm actually very insecure towards that area. But now, if you're telling me I don't have, my voice is not good, man.
No.
I'll give you 80 reasons why my voice is good. Yes.
But you should actually be confident of your looks.
Maybe as time progresses, I'll start building it. You hear people tell me I have an amazing voice, and coupled with the fact that I moved to Lagos State and I got to meet people. There's this OEP that lived next door, and Shegunda is his name, worked with City FM. This man helped me. He helped me prune me, train me, taught me voiceovers. That was the first thing I started up with. Before you know it, I fell in love with radio. And that's where the whole thing started from. And he used to tell me, if you end up studying something else, you're owing posterity. I was like, I don't understand this. He said, if you end up studying something else, if you end up studying that law, you might likely not enjoy it. And today I see myself studying commerce and I'm like, man, maybe this was just what fate had in store. But I don't allow fate to detect my life, right? But this is what life had for you.
No regrets.
Yeah, you just have to go with it. Right now, I go with everything with the fact that I'm going to leave school, even though I'm not living with the first class, but the amount of knowledge I have, you can't look down on me. If I'm coming to a place, a radio station, I'm having that first batch, and that is how it's going to be. So I knew that if I wasn't studying commerce, truly I would be studying what my, because my mom, she had a huge influence on my life, so I'll say I'll be studying law. Maybe I would have made a good lawyer though. Maybe an entertainment lawyer.
Yeah.
Because I have a thing for artists, music artists, all those people, comedians and all. So maybe I would have managed one of them and I'll still be doing amazingly well for myself. But that's just how life would have been. Maybe I would have been a lawyer. Yeah.
Your mom sounds a lot like my dad. Like my dad wanted me to do law because I was very outspoken.
Yeah.
Like, I was one that I would say, no. Why would you buy Gala?
Yeah.
You're giving our last born two. You're giving me one.
One, yeah.
Keep the last one. Let everybody have one Gala. So my father knew me as one that wanted everything in the house to be poor. It even got to a point that I would say, if you do know how to measure, I will bring ruler
I read that particular story on Facebook.
So I think he got surprised when he saw that I wanted to do linguistics. And up to now, if someone calls and like, oh, what is ID studying? What's IDR studying? He'll say foreign languages.
Yeah.
Because if he says linguistics, they'll say, what is linguistics? So, but I just know that, okay, I'm going to make him proud one day.
Yeah.
And he'll be happy that I went down that path. So
yeah,
that's it.
Amazing. And we will call this a wrap right here on the show. We had amazing 40 minutes. Yeah, 50 minutes. And it's been all fun right here with ID. And she's a community manager. She manages social media pages and she writes amazing copies if you want to reach out to her. And your handles?
My handles _ Idongi Sidapan on Twitter, Idongi Sidapan on Facebook, _ Idongi Sidapan on Instagram, and Idongi Sidapan on LinkedIn. I use it everywhere. And I left out something important. I also do content calendaring because I know that some people can't afford to pay a social media manager. So instead of just giving someone control of your account, the person can just create content and you do your stuff.
Yeah.
So I also do content calendaring.
And a bit about our tech trail.
Yeah.
Talk about them a bit in case the young ladies there that will want to opt in it. And
okay. So our tech trail is a non-profit organization founded by Gloria Ojukwu. It was founded in 2019. And we're all about empowering African women, and not just African women, because we've expanded to other continents, Europe, North America, Asia. We're all about empowering women with sustainable tech skills.
Yeah.
Not just talking about tech skills, something that in the long run, it is still going to be needed in the job market.
Like,
there are still solutions to provide to certain challenges. So we have various tracks. We do cohort trainings, and right currently we are accepting applications for cohort 7, and the deadline is 10th July. The link is bit.ly/, I think. I don't know the correct link. I don't want to put anyone astray, but you can just search for them on social media at
TechTrail.
Yeah. HERTECHTRAIL. And if you're Instagram, you find the link in bio. The post is pinned on our Twitter and LinkedIn, and for Facebook, you might have to scroll a bit. But if you can locate me on any social media channel, you can just reach out to me and I'll share the link.
Yeah, amazing stuff. And with this, I would say we've come to the end of this particular episode of The Vibe View. We heard ID, you love her voice. I heard the particular story that there's a man on Instagram that was just scrolling through Instagram, and he heard a particular voice of a lady. She made a voiceover for a particular brand, and when he heard that voice, he had to trace the voice, and today they're married.
Ah.
So probably you're just hearing ID's voice, and you're handsome. First of all, let me just say you should be handsome,
dark,
tall, yes, and also you should be goal oriented, because you don't want to have you don't want to be a man that is just a liability. You can get all the features finished, but now in no day goal oriented and all. So you need that kind of, if you're that kind of man, you need all the specs and all. Reach out to her on the social media platforms, and the rest is history. You know, do the proper thing. So, ladies and gentlemen, we've come to the end of this particular episode. Gen Z, where they press phone for cruise and funds, and I had the amazing ID. Same with Trevor. Now we say it. It's good I had you right here on the show. We'll do it next time. When I start doing your stories, the first episode, probably I might have you on the first episode. So I'll be leaving the show with a song from Davido, and this came from the Timeless album, and it featured Angelique Kidjo alongside the Cavemen, and this particular song is called Na Money. Hopefully Davido wins a Grammy, and this is what we're expecting, you know. No comments, right?
No comments. All the best.
All the best.
To love you.
Well, they should know we are the sound killer.
There be money involved. Me a tell her no worry, I carry and come. Give a Gucci brother, give a Fendi and Dior. Give her everything, cause she deserve it and more.
I say shorty say, na money, na money, na money.
Na money
though. They talk to you, a body, a body, a body.
Na money
though. I say shorty say, na money, na money, na money.
Na money
though. They talk to you, a body, a body, a body.
Na money though.
She go roll am for me. If I go dash am money.
And now you dey make my heart tremble.
Me, I go give you everything you want.
Me like mommy, what are you fine like this?
I
go
give it, make I carry you go.
If you look well, no be only me come. I carry body there, they bring him money come. I say we no go go to the money come far. Go call your body them, say there's money on ground.
Give a Fendi and
Shama.